Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ed Korzak, who is the Executive Director and CEO of the National Wood Flooring Association. Ed, how you doing?
Very good this morning, Kemp, and yourself?
I'm doing well, pretty good. It's a lovely day in Chattanooga.
Well, that's great.
Yeah? Where am I catching you today?
You're catching me in St. Louis. It's
okay.
A pretty day here, too. It should be in the upper 80s.
Home office. All right, good. I thought it'd be interesting to talk to you because about, I don't know, it was 3 weeks or so ago, the Congress passed their version of this Homestar Energy Retrofit Act, and it's a roughly $6 billion stimulus for the economy, and it's called, the nickname for it is the Cash for Caulkers. And one of the interesting things about it is it looks like, and I know it's, you know, it hadn't passed the Senate and it's not law yet, but it looks like that hardwood flooring is going to be included as one of the ways of qualifying for a rebate. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we worked with the Hardwood Federation to get hardwood in general included,
uh-huh.
And hardwood flooring is part of that. And where the hardwood flooring comes in, that it can be shown that it is an insulator, is that when it is working over a crawl space or a basement, where they can show that by that being over there, it does help insulate the living quarters, the areas above that crawl space or basement. There's a website that Congress is going to be putting in called the RESNIC. I'm not sure of the exact spelling on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's RESNIC. And that will show you the insulation value of the various different products for the Cash for Caulkers program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where wood flooring really would come in, as it would be as an insulator over areas that are not occupied. Also, because it is wood in general, they're going to be spending a lot of time looking on wood windows and wood doors.
Okay. So I know you don't have a crystal ball, and there's no way of telling if this thing's going to end up, but does it sound favorable that this might continue to move forward and the Senate might adopt this?
Yes, it does look very favorable. In fact, we just had a conference call on this with the Federation yesterday. And as long as the funding is there, then it certainly will go through. That's the only hiccup that we could run into right now is the billions of dollars that this could cost the government.
Okay, so all that the government needs to do is to prove they've got some place to get this $6 billion, and it's probably going to become law.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
And what are the parameters? I mean, I don't know if you know much about it, but when does it start and those kind of things?
The effective date hasn't even been set yet.
Okay. All right. So it's not because, I want to just clarify, it's because wood and its insulation properties, I thought it was also because wood as it being a green product. Is that a factor?
Well, green is certainly, wood is certainly green. There's no question about that.
Right.
But this bill is really focusing on the insulation value of the different items. And wood is a natural insulator,
mm-hmm.
And so that's what it's focusing on. This particular bill is focusing on the insulation value of various different products.
All right. You know, if this happens, this could be huge for the wood market.
Certainly could.
Yeah.
It certainly could, and that's why we pushed so hard to get us included in the bill.
Yeah, actually, and there's been a time before in the history of hardwood flooring in the U.S. where government legislation was actually very good for the market because I think, wasn't it, the GI Bill around 1944 or so that kind of mandated that if you were going to get an FHA loan for a soldier that was returning back and buying a home, that it needed to have wood flooring. Is that correct?
Right. Wood floor would be included in the mortgage of the home. Any other flooring you would have to pay outside of the mortgage.
Okay.
So that obviously meant that every home was built with wood floors and built right into the mortgage package.
Yeah.
That, of course, changed in the mid-60s, I believe it was, when FHA allowed all flooring to be included in the mortgage.
Right, right. Okay, great. Well, Ed, it's great to catch up with you. I wanted to alert our audience of what was going on with the Star Energy Retrofit Act. So we've been talking to Ed Korzak, who is CEO and Executive Director of the National Wood Flooring Association. You've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.